You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Consider the possibilities of partnering up with Carol each week to be empowered and recharged. Carol, in her passionate, high energy and engaging style, will stimulate you to have a positive shift in mindset and behavior. So now, please welcome the host of Making It Happen, Carol Kelly.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen, coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We'll be discussing change and transformation, but this is a live interactive show, so I'd like to invite you to call in. I want this to be a safe environment for all of us to share information on our life's experiences. So don't hesitate to call in. Everyone has a valuable information or a valuable story to tell. The number is 1-866-451-1451. After three decades as a consultant and executive coach in a Fortune 500 company, as well as in my own consulting practice, I do know a thing or two. I spent 20 years in the telecommunications industry, which went through massive change in the 90s. And I have had the pleasure of training and coaching thousands of managers and leaders across diverse industries, from the loading dock to the C-suite. And I'm not afraid to talk about any subjects that concern you, anything about your well-being, anything about your safety. Consider some of the things we're facing today. We're facing racial tension, sexual misconduct, immigration issues, gun violence, voter suppression, unconscious bias, discrimination, you name it. So you may be looking for a job. You may be wanting to be promoted. Or you may want to be taking your team or your organization or your family or your relationships to another level, you name it. And I promise you that what you hear on this show will be credible. I don't know everything, so I will be having guests. I will be continue to have guests, each of whom is an expert in their respective field. So all of this will be to support you in your endeavors. So tonight, I want to speak to you about five steps to transformation. Five steps to transformation. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. The hands can't hit what the eyes can't see. Angelo Dundee, who was the trainer for Muhammad Ali, coined that phrase. And as you know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, refers not only to his attitude, Muhammad Ali's attitude in the ring, but also his attitude toward life. So when we fly like a butterfly, we're observing, we're analyzing, we're looking at different situations around us, we're sizing things up. And we're conscious and aware of our environment and who is around us and what is around us. When we sting like a bee, we're taking good aim at our circumstances with certainty. without causing harm. But we're making impact. We're making impact. Consider this. You walk in a room. You have presence. You have inner strength. You have gravitas. You're noticed. People know you're there. When I was a little girl, we used to sing a psalm that says, something on the inside, working on the outside. No one can throw you. No circumstance can stop you. You're like a butterfly. And above butterflies, you know, goes through transformation. From the eggs to the caterpillar to the chrysalis, and then they come out as a beautiful butterfly. Is this you? Gravitas, presence, inner strength. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. This is exactly what I want to talk to you tonight. This is exactly the picture I want you to hold of yourself tonight. So we're going to be talking about those five steps to transformation. And as you know, we are still living in times of constant, relentless change. Things are always changing, always moving in spite of us, in spite of what we do or in spite of what we don't do. We can't control that. So it behooves us to anchor ourselves in something that we can count on and something we can control. The best way to predict your future is to create it. Abraham Lincoln said that. And so we want to look at tonight if there is a disconnect between what we want to connect with or what we want to do, what we feel we should do, and what we actually do. We want to look at if there's a disconnect between what we want to do, what we feel we should do, and what we actually do. So tonight I want to take you through these five steps of transformation. It could be of your life, your job or career, your family, your community, etc. Whatever your situation, the principles remain the same. So you don't want to just change your life, your job, your career, your team, your organization. You want to transform it. So what is the difference between change and transformation? Well, change is improving things, making things better. Whereas transformation starts from nothing and creates something entirely and completely different. Change involves the absence of something. It's a void, usually, we're trying to fill. Whereas transformation is not out of the absence of something, but it is a conceiving of something totally different than what exists today. Often I ask my clients, what do you want? What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? And the difference between change and transformation is this. Let's take a health example. Let's say you have a health issue. To change that, you're taking medication or supplements to feel better. And when we do that, we're trying to manage an unwanted situation. Versus transformation, I take my current situation and I take myself completely out of the picture and focus on what I want versus what I don't want. Because what I ultimately want is vitality and health. Another example, losing weight. Change means I want to lose 10 pounds. Transformation means I want a healthy body. Completely. That's it. I want a healthy, vital body. So I'm moving from don't want to want. In other words, I'm focusing on what I want versus what I don't want. Moving from managing an unwanted situation to creating from nothing what's possible, your true north. It's time for a break right now. Stay tuned. I'll be right back on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And I have more for you. I'm going through the five steps. Stay tuned.
Dr. Rob Moyer is the director of the Ocean River Institute, and he is passionate about saving the ocean by helping dolphins suffering from nitrogen pollution. Nitrogen is a dangerous pollutant, affecting our oceans, altering ocean ecosystems, and contributing to global warming. The Ocean River Institute provides opportunities to make a difference and encourages people to go the distance for savvy stewardship of a greater and bluer planet Earth. Partnered with organizations from Massachusetts to Florida, Alaska to the Caribbean, the Ocean River Institute's mission is to foster involvement in conservation and environmental monitoring by facilitating grassroots efforts at local and regional levels.
Hello, I'm Rob Moyer of the Ocean River Institute. Please visit our website at oceanriver.org. Sign up for free e-alerts. You may call us at 617-661-6647. Our email address is info@oceanriver. Become informed and then act with us. Thank you.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was admonishing you to fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And I was talking to you about managing an unwanted situation versus creating something out of nothing, because creation comes from nothing. Oftentimes when we try to change something, we are literally managing an unwanted situation. But transformation is about creating something out of nothing. And we'll talk about that more as we go along. But before that, let me ask you something. What do you want the next chapter of your life to be? What does it look like? How do you feel about it? If you could create your future any way you want it, what would the next year look like? Think about that. I would like for you to jot that down or think about that as we go through these steps, these five steps to transformation. I found myself trying to change an unwanted situation, trying to get my business going after leaving it for 10 years of caregiving. And when I found myself stuck, and I want to ask you tonight, are you stuck? Because nothing was moving. But then when I decided to challenge myself and create something different and to do something different that I'd never imagined before, it came to me. And so I want to talk to you about, because I've been through this, I want to talk to you about these five steps to transformation. The first step is choice. Know what you want and why you want it. That's key. Know what you want and why you want it. The why is just as important as the what. In other words, what will it bring to your life? Are you trying to change an unwanted situation? Or are you moving and looking at what's possible for you? I don't want to share a concept with you tonight. It's a very, very popular coaching strategy called be, do, have. Probably some of you have heard about this. Be, do, have. And what it says is that first we have to decide who we want to be. Then that will govern what we do. and then we will have. But oftentimes, we get it backwards. For example, I want to be promoted to vice president. In order to do that, I have to network. I have to get to know the boss. I have to build relationships. I have to do this. I have to do that. And then I will be satisfied. But you see, when you get it backwards like that, your level of satisfaction is anchored on something you really don't have a lot of control over. But if you start with the be, create who you want to be, how you show up. You got to be before you can do, and you must do before you can have. Ask yourself, what does success really look like to you? Who am I being when I'm successful? Be, do, have. Let's go back to the example of the wanting to be promoted to a vice president. When you're being a vice president, you have to be it before you get it. I tell all of my clients that. And what you do is put yourself in that situation. Feel successful in that situation. Walk and talk and do the do, whatever the do is in that situation, as if you are already a vice president. For example, some of the most prolific actors and actresses, when they are auditioning for a role in a major movie, they don't just show up and read a script. They walk in as the character. They already being the character. So what the people see is the character. They audition by being, not doing. You're walking into an interview. You've been there a dozen times. You walk in the interview. Let's say you're interviewing to be a vice president. You walk into the interview as the vice president. Therefore, you are being the vice president that will govern what you do, and then you will have. But you will have something that you can anchor to yourself and to your mission, something that you can control. Your level of satisfaction is based on your being who you are right now, being satisfied with who you are right now, but of course, looking forward to another step. Be, do, have. Two methods to choose from. You can claw your way to the top or place yourself at the top. For example, you're already at the top. You're just waiting for it to manifest. What this is a really a matter of mindset. If you really believe that you belong there and you are capable of fulfilling the do, that's the role, then you'll have what you want to have. So, be, do, have. Zig Ziglar says, place yourself in the role you want to be in up front and then execute as if you're already in the role. Execute the promise and the commitment of the role. You see, this is mindset. You see yourself successful from the start of the mission or role. So, why do some people succeed while others fail? Much of this can be attributed to the proper mindset. Mindset. So this is about choice, choosing. Choices, choosing, choices. You've got to go, you've got to be before you can do, and do before you can have. You've got to be before you can do, and do before you can have. That's Zig Ziglar. Change must first occur within us to affect what comes out of us. This is what I mean by be, do, have. I'm going to continue with this a little bit because this is a powerful concept. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Please stay tuned.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting theCultureOfExcess.com.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, everyone, to the BBM Global Network and Tune In Radio. I'm Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. Before the break, I was still continuing to talk about this concept of be, do, have. Be, do, have. And we talked about you have to see yourself as successful. You have to see yourself in the role that you want. You have to see yourself in your future, whatever that is. And you must stay away from managing that unwanted situation. For example, I wish I had more time to read a book. I wish I had more time to exercise. I wish I had more time to go to the movies. I wish I had more time to do this. Or I wish I had more time to do that. Well, now we're talking about something that is out of our control, time. But we can control how we manage the time. And if we find that what it is, whatever it is we want to do is important enough to us or valuable to us enough to us, we'll take the time. So, for a man to achieve all that is demanded of him, he must regard himself as greater than he is. That's the secret, folks. That's the secret sauce. He must regard himself as greater than he is. In other words, you are directly in direct control of the picture you paint for yourself, of your future, how you see yourself. No man can change that. Muhammad Ali said this. He says, I am the greatest. And he said, I said that even before I knew I was. He said it before he knew he was. And guess what? He became the greatest boxer, as far as I'm concerned, of all time. So this is what I'm talking to you about. This is what makes the difference between those who succeed and those who fail. Be, do, have. Start with the be, not with the have. You will do because of who you are and have because of what you do. That's choices. And let me ask you a question. I want to ask you to ask yourself these questions. What areas of your life have you been operating as if you had no choices? And what new possibilities open up when you operate from a point of choosing? And a lot of times we say, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. The question is, why is I choose not to more powerful than I can't? I never use the words I can't anymore. I choose not to. There's a difference. That's because it's my choice. Number two, consciousness. Step number two, consciousness. being conscious, self-aware. Stephen Covey taught me something about stimulus response. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. And there are four components to this: self-awareness, imagination versus memory, consciousness, and independent will. Self-awareness says, I am not the program. I'm the programmer. I'm not a victim of my circumstances or my conditioning. I can rewrite the program. Self-awareness, knowing who you are. Seeing yourself as successful. Being versus having. Starting with the be and not with the have. Living out of imagination versus memory. Imaginations means project yourself into your future. Project yourself into the picture you want. Project yourself into being a vice president. Project yourself into whatever objectives or goals you have in mind. And see yourself as successful as that. Let go of the past. Let it go. That is why everyone needs a Red Sea experience. And the Red Sea experience is really biblical and spiritual. It talks about the Israelites whom Moses was leading from Egypt to the promised land. And if you've watched the movie, The Ten Commandments, you'll know that Pharaoh came after them. And they came to a point where the Pharaoh was chasing them from behind, and in front of them was a Red Sea, and they were stuck. They were stuck. But as we know, God parted the waters and they walked through on dry land. But the Red Sea experience here is we must get to a place sometimes where the past, we have to let go of the past. We have no other choice but to let go of the past and focus on the future. You saw the Israelites were so afraid of their past at that time because they saw the enemy coming that they were more focused on trying to get through that water. And that's what I want you to do. Let go of the past. Live out of imagination versus memory. Another one is, of course, consciousness. What's your purpose? Being self-aware, knowing who you are, staying conscious. And the last one is independent will, the will of your human spirit. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. I know who I am, and I know what I stand for. Marie Curie once said, we must believe we are gifted for something. And this thing, at whatever the cost, must be attained. And in order to do that, we need to let go of the past. That something is our purpose. And our gifts hold our potential. And to realize that potential, you must first understand how to unleash the power that's already in you. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. How do we do this? Be purposeful. Be passionate. Be wealthy. And I'm not talking about money when I say wealthy. The successful person is the person who is much, not the one who has much. A wealthy person knows who he or she is. They are self-aware. The successful person is the person who is much, not the one who has much. Be emotionally intelligent. Those who hurt can instruct. Those who understand can grasp. But those who are emotionally intelligent can lead. Be responsible and be responsive. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. You always have a choice. Stay on purpose. Stay focused. Be on purpose. Know who you are, what you want, and why you want it. It is time to take another break right now. I'm Carol Kelly on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly on the BBM Global Network and Tune In Radio. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You do that through your choices. You do that through consciousness and self-awareness. I want to ask you something before we leave consciousness. And I call consciousness really being on purpose. On purpose. You're anchored. You know what you want. You know why you want it. You're a successful person because it's who you are, not just what you have. I want to give you a little exercise tonight. Imagine that I'm giving you a job in exchange for the job that you have now. And I'm assuming that you're not making the amount of money at this time that I'm offering you. So I'm going to offer you $250,000 to dig a hole. You don't have the greatest technology. You don't have the greatest equipment. All you have is a shovel. And I would like for you to take this job. I will pay you $250,000 to dig a hole for the next 12 months. All you will do is dig the hole. Take the ground out and then put the dirt back in. Take the dirt out, and when you're finished with the hole, refill the hole with the dirt. Take the dirt out, refill the hole with the dirt. Would you take it for $250,000 a year to dig a hole? And I'll up the ante to $300,000. Would you do it for 6 months? I'll up the ante to $400,000 for 3 months. Would you do it? Answers like that. I know that's just an exercise, but would you do it? Would that have enough purpose and meaning for you? And would you have the courage to say no? Are you anchored enough to say no? No matter money can make me do that, because that's not my purpose. That's not who I am. I have more going for me. I can do more. I can be more for $250,000. So no one can wave a carrot in your eyes in front of you and have you stay off course, or get off course. That's what this is all about, transformation. The next step, number three, is commitment. This syndrome is illustrated by the kamikaze pilot who flew in World War II for the Japanese Air Force. And there was one kamikaze pilot who was still alive after 50 missions. Now, based on my research, I found that a true kamikaze pilot flies only one mission. He gives his life for it. Commitment comes with the territory. So a journalist finally caught up with this particular pilot and asked them, "Aren't you an oxymoron? How is it that you've been on 50 missions and you call yourself a kamikaze pilot?" "Well, it's like this," says the pilot. "I was very involved, but not very committed." The same is true of successful people today, especially some leaders. They want involvement without commitment. Commitment is the state of a quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity. So I ask you this, whatever it is you want, whatever your future is, whatever the picture is that you imagined when I asked you a few moments ago, how bad do you want it? For example, if someone puts your head underwater and keep it there for a while, you'll soon realize that you are 100% committed to breathing. Notice that you don't make excuses not to breathe. You just breathe. So commitment is an action. No excuses, no debates, no lengthy analysis, no whining about how hard it is, no worrying about what others might think of you, and no cowardly delays. You just go and make it happen. You just do it. So you might ask, what if something gets in the way of my commitment? I'll answer this way by asking you another question. What would you do if someone tried to prevent you from breathing? What would you do? That's commitment. So I would like for you to take a look at the results in your life today. And I'm asking you these questions. Based on the results in your personal life, what are you committed to? Because your results will tell you what you're committed to. Based on the results in your career or your work life, what are you committed to? And what aspects of your life might you be out of integrity with yourself? And what impact is this having on your job, your career, your relationships, your work, your body, whatever? That's commitment. The results in your life gives you an indication of your commitment. Where you're spending your time is an indication of your commitment. How you're spending your time is an indication of your commitment. Like breathing. What would you do if someone tried to prevent you from breathing? I bet you would take action and you would stay the course. Step number 4, confidence. Do you stop yourself from going after what you really want? Do you have dreams, but you don't believe you're worthy of them? Or that you can't fulfill them? Do you often doubt yourself? Second guess your decisions. Do you make excuses or procrastinate? Have you ever had an idea that never made it past the starting point? What causes people, I might ask, to procrastinate, lower their standards, give up on their dreams, or settle for a career or a relationship they hate? I trace it back to confidence. So, the solution to this is to rewrite your story. You have direct control over this. You are not the program. You are the programmer. So you can rewrite your story. When you don't get the results you want, your energy will go either into your story or the results. But the energy is always there. So channel your energy. I would say to you, get off your butts. I'm not talking about the anatomy. I'm talking about butt. I would do this, but. I would try that, but. I want this, but. If you're not actively involved in getting what you want, you really don't want it. you really don't want it. It is now time to take another break. I'm Carol Kelly on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I will be right back. Stay tuned.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss and ultimately my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I am your host of Making It Happen. Before the break, we were talking about the fourth step to transformation, and that is confidence. We all need confidence to get where we want to go. There's a quote that says, "He or she who is confident wins the game of relationships, the game of businesses or careers, the games of finances, the game of health, the game of communication, the organizational game." Yes, there is an organizational game. If you're working in a business or a corporation, there is a game. Confidence enables us to play the game. Choice and self-awareness and consciousness allows us, that's step two, allows us to be aware of the game. Commitment, step number three, allows us to hang in there. Hang in there and do whatever we need to do so that we can have whatever we want to have. But we start with the B. And then the confidence to make it happen, the confidence to take action. That's what this is all about. Confidence. Confidence. The last step is courage. And as we all know, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the ability to do something that frightens us. Courage enables us to say no when there's a bigger yes burning inside of us. The ability to say no to $150,000 a year or $300,000 a year or $450,000 a year just to dig a hole and fill it back in. Because there's a bigger yes burning on this side of you, inside of you. Whatever it takes, go for broke. The courage to be healed. The courage to move forward. The courage to change your career. The courage. Courage is the quality of mind or spirit that enables us to face difficult danger, pain, whatever it is, without fear. To act in accordance to our own beliefs and our purpose in spite of criticism. So what we do with courage is we stand our ground. We stay the course. There are six attributes of courage that I want to share with you tonight. The first one is, of course, feeling the fear yet choosing to act. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of challenge and controversy, but where he stands in times of comfort." No, let me get that right. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. That is Martin Luther King. So that's feeling the fear, yet choosing to act. The second attribute is following your heart or your passion. Having the courage to follow your heart and intuition. These two things, your heart and your intuition, they already know what you really want. They already know what you want to become. Everything else is secondary. Steve Jobs said that. A third attribute of courage is persevering in the face of adversity. I like this quote. Mark Twain said this. "It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. The hands can't hit what the eyes can't see." Where is the fight in you? Are you willing to fight for what you want? Are you willing to hang in there? Stand up. Be courageous. Be bold. And don't give up. Be, then do, then have. But start with the be. See yourself in that role. See yourself walking in that role. Play that role every day. You are vice president. You are the marketing director. You are the director. You are the boss. You are whatever it is you want to be. Another attribute of courage is standing up for what is right. Speak your mind, even if your voice trembles or shakes. Maggie Kuhn said this. She's a social activist. Standing up for what is right. Don't be afraid to confront the status quo. Don't be afraid to speak up when you see something is wrong. Courage is not the absence of fear. Another attribute of courage is expanding your horizons, letting go of the familiar, being willing to get out of your comfort zone, be something you've never been before, do something you've never done before, and have something you've never had before. Lord Chesterfield said, "Man cannot discover new oceans unless he has the courage to lose sight of the shore." So you've got to get out of the boat and walk on water, expanding your horizons, letting go of the familiar. Walk out, walk on the water, expand, create, explore, discover. Another attribute of courage is facing suffering with dignity or faith. And when I say suffering, it could mean illness, but it doesn't have to be. It could be you're in a position where the boss is not kind to you. It could be you're in a position where you're looking for a job and you just can't find one and it's been a long time. It could be a situation where everyone is getting promoted around you and you just don't understand why. It could be a situation where you've been, you know, you are the victim of sexual misconduct in the workplace. It could be a situation where you feel you're being discriminated against. And Aristotle says, "The ideal man bears the accidents of life with dignity and grace, making the best of circumstances." And when I say making the best of circumstances, I'm not saying to accept it and lie down. I'm thinking about that dog now. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Courage. Courage to make things happen. To take empowered action and make it happen. Another break. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I will be right back.
Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
Are you stressed? Is your stress driving you crazy? Do you know there are many ways to relieve the stress? The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic does just that. Reduce your stress plus so much more. Established in 1997, the Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic offers an approach to wellness for those individuals who choose to either utilize appropriate complementary methods to enhance their current medical care, or to those individuals who are on their personal journey toward improved health and wellness through the use of therapeutic bodywork, Reiki energy healing, or hypnosis. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic is owned by Dr. Judy Dean, a registered nurse and board-certified massage therapist and medical hypnotherapist in LaPorte, Indiana. Visit www.spiritwithinmassage-hypnosis.com to see all services offered by Dr. Judy. For a free personal consultation, please call Dr. Judy Dean at 219-326-1380. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic, 219-326-1380.
Welcome back, everyone, to the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. Before the break, I was telling you about the fifth step. That is courage. The courage to change, if necessary. The power to change. This gives you authentic power that can never be taken away from you. So I encourage you to be the change you want to see in your life, in your environment, on your job, in your careers. And the key word here, the operative word here is be. Be the change. Be the change. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. Float, fly like a butterfly. Be consciously aware of your surroundings. Walk into a room with your inner power. Step into your destiny with your inner power. Something on the inside is working on the outside. People will notice it and people will feel it. Trust me. Change is the essence of life. Be willing to surrender what you are for what you could become. Maya Angelou said, what you're supposed to do is this. When you don't like a thing, the thing to do is change it. And if you can't change it, change the way you think about it. That is in your direct control. Only you can take inner freedom from yourself or give it to yourself. Nobody else can do that. But that is directly within your choice and within your control. And when you become the image of your own imagination, it's the most powerful thing you could ever do. So I'm asking you tonight to create your own anchor. So constant change doesn't throw you because you're anchored in something. When things are moving around you, when things are changing around you, things you really don't have any control over, you have an anchor. You have an anchor, the power to choose. So the six steps you can take right now to become a transformational, transformative person or a leader, if you're a leader of people, is to boldly declare the future you're committed to creating, independent of today's problems. What is the desired future you envision? If you had no restraints in the present, what would that desired future look like? And what will it look like 1 year from now? Accept full responsibility for making that future happen, even in the face of setbacks. Use your support system. Identify a few people you would like to have help you lead your effort and energize them. Create a strategic roadmap based on what you know today. Identify milestones for yourself and take baby steps. Get in action and stay in action with what you can do, no matter how small the steps may be. Dr. King said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you must keep moving. You must keep moving. When you come across a barrier, go back in your mind to dwell on your commitment and keep the faith. So what are you waiting for? Earlier, I asked you to pick an area in your life where you may be stuck or you may feel that you're out of control. Pick an area of your life that matters to you. Declare yourself the leader of that. Stop overthinking it and wishing for a different starting point and get started. This is what this is all about. There are no prerequisites for being and showing up as a transformative person. Anyone can do it in any circumstance. It is the power of your resolve and the size of your commitment that makes the difference. So I leave you with this thought tonight again. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. The eyes, the hands can't hit what the eyes can't see. This is Carol Kelly saying, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Until next week, I wish you well. I wish you peace. I wish you transformation. Good night.
This has been Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Join the conversation each week as Carol invites you to be inspired and to reach your highest potential possible here on Carol Kelly's Making It Happen.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.